Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And we've got Larry on his mountaintop. How you doing there, Larry?
I'm holding down the fort, about to blow away. The atmosphere around me right now is just like it's gone into warfare. It's really weird. The winds have got so strong, and it wasn't even in the reports, weather forecast. It's just going nuts.
Well, kind of in tune with the 21st and the blood moon and war. I want to get into that a little bit. No question that was probably our last and final sign before we get involved in something horrendous. I want to read a thing, and I'd like your comment on it. Larry, Steve Quayle alert. I had posted on the JPH Facebook page about 20 minutes earlier today about a strong urgency in my spirit that came unbidden yesterday around mid-afternoon, where I suddenly felt something is wrong. I checked everything in my immediate domain and could find nothing wrong. So I felt it must be something on a larger scale. I did not post about it because I was hoping to get some details from the Lord. I prayed and asked for details several times, and again this morning, as I continued to pray and ask for more details, I began to get this word. Apparently, something much larger than just our government is going to be shut down. I heard in my spirit, shut down, shut down, shut down. I am shutting this nation down. I thought this was a strange thing to hear, since our government is at the moment in the 29th day of the longest government shutdown in our history. About 800 federal employees have been without pay for a month and in dire straits, no end in sight. And the Lord did not give me any idea of how he would shut the nation down or when, but this message came up to my spirit so urgently that I am not waiting for Monday to post it. I'll drop it off there. What do you think about that, Larry?
Well, I think Glenda Lomax is the author of that, and Quayle posted it, but I'm not sure that something isn't just, you know, everybody I've talked to is feeling in their gut something's about to happen, and it's just everybody's right on edge. And, of course, the nation is in absolute chaos, you know, and Trump's never going to – they're never going to deal with Trump. They want to destroy him. They hate Trump more than they love this country, and they would see this country destroyed to stop him.
Yeah, it's an insane hatred. It's spiritual in its nature. I'm positive of that. But anyway, before we get going, I agree with that 100%. I think maybe it could refer to an EMP event. It's interesting that this vision came right around the blood moon, which is a shutdown actually of the moon and the sun, as far as that goes, how it goes into a shadow. And that was really, really a beautiful blood red moon. And there's a lot to that, folks, a lot more than we could possibly even know. The numbers on it are astounding. And on the January 1st, and I did post this picture on our Night Shadows and Lightgate blogger. It's a picture of the sun with a darkened area. What do they call those, Larry? Coronal hole, I guess?
Coronal hole.
Yeah. Well, anyway, and it's kind of shaped like a uterus. And inside there, you can see a baby upside down going to be delivered. Now, that occurred on January 1st. And I find that more than just coincidental that we would have a picture like that. And this is how the Lord does things. Okay, from the star sign on 9/23/2017, and the reason that star sign is legitimate, I've mentioned it before, but I'll mention it again. The reason that is legitimate is the conception comet coming into the womb of Virgo at the identical same time that Jupiter did. And then as soon as the conception takes place, comet leaves. That comet never been through before and will never come back again. That was the signature of the Lord telling you that the star sign on 9/23/2017 was in fact valid. It's also interesting that it took place 2 years from the handshake of Barack Obama and the Pope on 9/23/2015 at 9:23 in the morning, or 9:23 a.m. So when you got all these kind of things, it's the Lord showing everyone, get ready, something's coming. And now we had actually the final blood red moon sign, and there are, it appears to be war is rapidly developing everywhere. Anyway, from the star sign to 1/21/2019 is 69 weeks and 3 days, or we could say it's in the 70th week when the blood red moon took place. Now, January 25th, which is what, 3 days away, 4 days away, we would have the full 70 weeks. And that is pointing to Daniel's 70th week. And Larry and I have for a long time wondered, does war come to bring about Daniel's 70th week? Or do we go into the 70th week and then a war? In other words, a peace agreement of some sort. And I have always felt that war brings about Daniel's 70th week and a covenant and the peace agreement, whatever you want to call it. It doesn't say it's a peace agreement. It just says it's an agreement with many. We are assuming that it's a peace agreement. But what is also interesting, so it's pointing to Daniel's 70th week. I don't know how anybody could miss that once they figure it out. It is also the seventh and the final blood moon until May 26, 2021, which then is the eighth blood moon, which is kind of interesting as to where that would lie during Daniel's 70th week, if you do the math. Okay, the 70th year of Israel closes down May 14th. Then it enters into its 71st year. So we are taking the position, or I am anyway, that I believe we're being told that we're going to have trouble before May 14th. And they enter into their 71st year. And the reason is in a lot of prophecies, it mentions 70 years. It is also 17th month from the solar eclipse over America on 8/21/2017. Now, here's something that somebody pointed out to me. USA, U is the equivalent of number 21, if you could just number the alphabet. S is the 19th letter. A is 1, or 1/21/2019, a direct warning to the USA. And remember, Trump was born on a blood red moon, 1946. Also, it's 114 days to May 14th from the blood moon. That's a 411. if you look up the word 114 in Strong's, and I believe the Lord numbered Strong's, it means to divide, to set aside, to cut off, or to bring to naught. Doesn't take too much imagination to figure out what all that means. 411, or its reverse in Strong's, is very unusual. It means unspeakable, indescribable, awesome, basically, beyond all imagination. What happened on 411? That's when those two comets came across the star Algol, Satan's head in the heavens, forming a perfect cross. Or, remember in Genesis, where he would crush the head of Satan. So here we are, and I think we've been told this is it. And I put that in my, I guess you could call it a program for tonight's thing. Are we ready to face Omega Point? Are we ready to accept that there is such a thing as finality and that we are at the end? I don't know how many more signs the Lord has to give us. What do you think, Larry, when you hear all that?
Well, it makes one wonder, and what's really interesting to me, you know, we always, you and I and others in Torah codes and other things, prophecy, we look for delays that might be built into it. I'm wondering, though, if we maybe a sign that occurred with the blood red moon last night might indicate there's not going to be much delay, because I called you last night and I said, what are you doing? And you said, well, I'm kind of sitting here waiting on the, the eclipse. And I said, well, you better go outside, because it begun a while ago and it's really, really early. And I looked this up, Stuart. We talked about that. I looked this up, and the data shows in military time, the eclipse was to begin at 22:41 and end at 23:43. In other words, in our, I guess you could say, English time, it's, and I'm talking about Central Time, by the way, it was to begin at 10:41 and end at 11:43, which is wrong. Because, Stuart, when you and I talked a number of times while this was occurring, and I think you filmed it, and it started way, way too early. And when I went out there at one time, it was blood red. The moon was totally covered. I looked at my clock. It was 10:43. What do you think?
Well, I think that's an indication, number one, that they messed up or deliberately messed up. Or the Lord was saying, things are going to start much earlier than you probably have thought. And I think with what the news we have today that we're going to get into, I think we can prove that that's true. And that the blood red moon is very, very interesting in the fact that it's red. And what's also very interesting is that the planet Mars, which is the planet of war, is in Pisces. And Pisces is the fish. War against the Christians. Don't forget Psalm 2, folks. The war is against the Lord and his anointed. Who are his anointed? The Christians. Jesus Christ and his followers. There is coming an extermination attempt. Just like the Jews, they attempted to exterminate them. We'll get rid of the Jewish problem. We'll just kill all of them. Well, a lot died, but Israel's still there. You cannot do genocide without the Lord. And once again, I was just reminded that 11,000 babies, blood, moon, 11,000 babies were terminated 2018. Do the American people really believe they're going to get away with this? If they do, they're complete idiots. They're worse than foolish. And the stupidity level has to be beyond measure. if you think you can mock God, well, of course, they don't believe in God, do they, Larry? They don't really believe in it. I think they just give it, you know, I don't know what you'd call it, casual assent to it, that, well, yeah, there's a possibility there's a God out there. I want to get into a Bible code here that's kind of interesting. I don't know if you had a chance to look at it. Three guys that do Bible, a lot of Bible codes, and I just want to use the words that they found. And listen very carefully, everyone, to what this Bible code and the words. Blood moon runs right through the United States of America. And the other word they use is eclipse. Okay, so there is a word, eclipse, Jared Kushner, shofar, trumpet, temple in Jerusalem, and the USA shows up three times. What do you think, Larry, when you see hear those words?
Well, that's pretty interesting, and if you put those words together, it sounds like right now.
Yeah, because Jared Kushner is, in fact, the one who's in head of this so-called agreement. Now, the interesting part to me was shofar and trumpet with the dedication of the altar that just occurred over in Jerusalem, and where they burned, actually, part of an animal. And that would tend to confirm that sometime this year, they may very well go back into sacrificial worship and sacrifice animals, the slaughter of animals. At the same time that's going on, we have the Noahide laws being mentioned by rabbis, and that all the world should fall into the Noahide laws. We're also, obviously, if you look at the coin with Cyrus, meaning Trump, actually, and what it says, it's about building, rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem. So isn't it odd? We have blood moon, eclipse, Jared Kushner, shofar and trumpet, and that could be the removal of the church. Remember, he descends with a shout and with the trumpet blast, and so it could have a double reference here. Now, that's just one part of this thing. Here's another part, and this is the primary part. United States, blood moon, Cyrus, king, USA. What do you think that is? It's got to be Trump. Then there's another one. Eclipse. Twice. In Shavuot. That's now. They're in the month of Shavuot right now. Blood red moon fell in Shavuot. In Shavuot. Blood moon. Cyrus. USA. Cyrus the king. Rome, Satan, Vatican, Obama. What do you make of that, Larry?
Wow, it just sounds like it kind of surrounds everything you and I have been talking about for months.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
What's interesting, Stuart, what's interesting also, I just wanted to stick this in here, you're talking about that May date. In the background, what I'm hearing, and it's coming mostly out of Israel and press releases in Israel, is the fact that they've leaked a little of Jared Kushner or Trump's peace plan, and the peace plan will literally divide Jerusalem. The reports that I'm hearing is that the portion of Israeli Jerusalem, of course, Israel claims it all, but the peace treaty indicates Eastern Jerusalem will be given to the Palestinians all the way to the Gaza Strip, and I guess Western Jerusalem will be Israeli. So that's a division of Jerusalem, which is extremely dangerous. Now, this is what's interesting, Stuart, in your timing. The latest news I've been hearing is that as soon as Netanyahu's new election is over in April, I think it's the first, second, third, somewhere, it's in April, the 1st of April somewhere, that that's when this peace treaty is to be implemented, right after Netanyahu's reelected. Now, what follows April? May.
Yes. Yeah, this is all being timed. Folks, you're being shammed. There's no other way to word it. When you're born into this world, you're born into an upside-down world. And until you figure that one out and you reverse everything, you're never going to figure out what Lord Jesus Christ was asking you to do and why he asked you to do it. You have to figure out that we live in an upside-down, negative world. And you have to turn it around so that it's right side up, so that you can begin to see the forest from an open field rather than being in the woods and you can't figure out where you are. It's very, very fascinating. And a lot of this stuff that's going on is really, the elite are mocking everything the Christians do. Really mocking them. Kind of interesting, too, getting off track a little bit, Roe versus Wade was decided by the United States Supreme Court January 22nd. And that's kind of interesting because as of tomorrow, we will be going into the 47th year, which is an 11. So we got an 11, 11, 11. Kind of interesting. I want to go back here to another part of it. The Pope, judgment, United States of America, Kushner, 5779, I shall give to the sword, and America, shofar, Cyrus, in the temple. Isn't that kind of interesting? When you put all those words together, the Vatican is deeply involved in this whole thing, as is the United States of America, Jared Kushner. And it says, I shall give to the sword. Now, I'm not sure what that means. I hope it doesn't mean Jared Kushner is given to the sword, but somebody's given to the sword. So, anyway, any comment on that, Larry?
Well, I would just say all of those words, the last ones you spoke, are really thought-provoking.
Yeah, I think if we can't figure out this last blood moon, the seventh blood moon, there isn't another one until May of 2021, which would be fairly close to the midpoint if we enter the tribulation period within the next 3-4 months, which kind of looks like we may very easily do that. What do you got for the latest on this? I got a headline here. It says at least 11 dead after two vessels catch fire in the Kerch Strait, according to authorities. What have you found out about that? I know that some people thought maybe they'd been torpedoed or something.
Well, it's extremely interesting. There was some intel coming in on Hal Turner's website. Matter of fact, as far as I know, he was the first one to report it, and he reported that early this morning. And then I talked to you, and it basically the headline was two tanker freighter ships on fire in the Kerch Strait between Crimea and Russia. Now, apparently from the data gleaned, it was, it was foreign flags, ships. Of course, we don't know who owns them, but they say the Turks might have been involved in what was being transported, which was apparently natural gas and oil, et cetera. But what's the odds, Stuart, on two different freighters catching on fire, and one of them, it looked like it was fully engulfed. You know, I posted the picture today, and you've seen the photographs. And then, by the way, you know, even though a lot of people say, well, that just might, you know, not be true, One American News, finally, in America, OneAmericanNews.com, is actually posted videos. I watched it this evening late and told you about it, that that's the first hint in America that anything was going on in the Kerch Strait. And this is between Crimea and Russia. And there were some intel reports indicating possible either sabotage or a torpedo involved. So, you know, you don't know. We know there's a war building, and of course, they were calling it a Black Sea incident. So there you are. Without further details, that's all I've got.
Wow. Yeah, it sounds kind of weird, like you were just saying, that two of them would suddenly catch fire. I did read a story where they were transferring fuel or something and something ignited, but that could well be a cover story for an act of war as to who would try to torpedo the boats. I guess that's open to speculation. Does anybody know where they were actually headed? Were they headed for a Russian port, or were they headed for a Ukraine port? Or doesn't anybody know?
I don't know that anybody knows exactly. The only, you know, details, like I say, way out there on the far edge of things is the fact that there were some reports that it could possibly be a false flag. If you'll remember, and we've been talking about this, Ukraine, the Poroshenko of Ukraine, has been working with CIA to provoke Russia. So we're just going to have to see where all this entails. We don't have the details to know. And apparently One American News, they posted the photographs and calling it an incident in the Kerch Strait, but they're not really putting any details out right now.
Yeah, here's another headline. Defiant Turk forces attacked the Kurds outside Aleppo, Syria. Now the U.S. is giving Kurds and Javelin and TOW missiles. So that's starting to build up again. Says here, Turkish military forces defied a U.S. demand they not attack the Kurds inside Syria and launched an attack upon those people near Aleppo about 48 hours ago. This is, again, from Hal Turner. In response, the U.S. is now supplying Javelin and TOW missiles to the Kurds to defend themselves from Turkish attacks. Turkey special forces are trying to track these systems as the YPG is preparing a trap for Turkish tanks, which are now ready to enter Syria. So, any more news on that? I know they were amassing huge forces. 80,000 in one group, I heard, and 100,000 in the Syrian second force, or whatever they call themselves. What's the latest there?
Well, the latest is they were literally trying, if you look into some information coming out of DEPCA file, it appears that U.S. forces were moving back towards Iraq, and Soleimani, and everybody knows about Qasem Soleimani, the Iranian general in Syria, he was on the ground and trying to set up strategic ambush attacks against U.S. forces as they leave Syria. And Turkey was waiting on that. But now the Kurds, instead of fleeing the Turks, they appear to be armed and ready to go to war with Turkey inside Syria. So, you know, this thing's building by the day. And nothing seems to be working out right for either side much.
Well, and then we got China. In that situation with North Korea, you know, here's a headline, researchers find another undisclosed North Korean missile base. Researchers have discovered a secret ballistic missile base in North Korea, according to a report released on Monday, a project sponsored by the Center, it's Beyond Parallel is what they call it, and says they're maybe have as many as 10 other missile sites that they have not how do I say, they're secret. And, of course, people are always going over the satellite pictures to see if they can find indications of one. What do you think of that one?
Well, I think that that's not all that shocking. Are you shocked at that North Korea's got secret sites they haven't told anybody about and have missiles there? I think North Korea, as you said before, Stuart, have far more weaponry than we actually are aware of.
Well, I'll never forget that prophecy of that we had several missile strikes here in the United States. They did not know where they came from. It took them 2-3 days to figure out where they came from. And they figured out they came from North Korea. And so then we launched a counterattack upon North Korea. The question is, why would North Korea, just without any warning, launch an attack against the United States unless we were involved in some way with the Israeli, Iranian, Saudi Arabia, or Russian coalition, and then Saudi Arabia, Israel, and America were sort of going at it? Because North Korea and Iran are buddies. I mean, if you want to, slow down an attack, you divert their attention. You wound them somehow. So maybe this is why he has not at all decommissioned anything. And according to the news research I can find, North Korea hasn't, they haven't done anything. The one base they did shut down was an old base they weren't using anymore. What do you think?
Well, that's very true. And we've, you know, I don't know anybody in the world that are not aware that North Korea is a buffer zone. It's a buffer for China. It's a buffer between China and the U.S. forces. And, you know, that's what it's been all along. I don't see that anything's changed. As a matter of fact, you know, Kim just recently got recalled to Beijing to meet with Xi again. So, you know, and if some of the information coming out of the, you know, out of Asia at the moment, that started coming out late this evening is true, then the U.S. and China are right at odds.
Well, we had a Chinese, I don't know if he was a naval admiral or what, but, you know, they've been rumbling there and, you know, waving their swords in the air for a while. But he said he wanted to sink 2 carriers and send 10,000 naval soldiers to their watery grave. And then just recently another one made mention of the fact that you bother us and you're going to wish you hadn't. So here we have, if you tick them off, we have North Korea, we have the South China Sea, we have Taiwan, we have Syria, we have Iran, Turkey, Israel, and who knows where else we are going to get involved in. And this brings us right back to this blood moon on today or last night. Folks, this is finality. I can't tell you how long into 2019 this is going to go, but like Larry was pointing out, that blood moon was early, according to everything that I had been told before. And maybe that's the Lord's way of telling us, your delays are over, and now it has come. And we're going to know, I think. What's interesting to me is the 25th is the 70th week, and that points directly to Daniel's 70th week. I think we're being warned and told that the tribulation period in Daniel's 70th week is now ready to begin. And as Larry and I have often wondered back and forth, does a war start it Or does a peace agreement come and then it's shattered and we go into war? Well, it looks to me like war. Let's get into the war that's going on now with Israel and Iran. And I hear that Russia is getting involved in this at this point. What's the latest on that? That's a hot war. That's not a cold war.
Yeah, and what's interesting, Stuart, One American News, I hate to be a mockingbird, but One American News, the truth is the truth. They're the only ones carrying right now, and they've carried it all day today, the conflict in between, you know, Russia and the Syrians and the Iranians and the Israelis that's ongoing in Syria as we speak and has been for 2 days now. Mainstream media is totally silent. You might as well just turn it off. There's very few sources anymore, but One American News has been shut. Now, let me read you the latest headlines, okay? And this is Debka file this evening. It says, you know, and of course we know that Israel had just launched a daylight attack, you know, which is rare, against Iranian assets near Damascus at the Damascus airport in that region, you know, in the last 24 hours. But this just happened right here. Let me read this. Israel's most extensive Israeli missile attack ever on Soleimani's military resources just occurred in Syria. It says early Monday, Israeli defense forces struck against Iranian al-Quds forces, command centers, and ammo dumps all across Syria. It says... It reports that Israeli guided missiles from the air and the ground in a massive attack, volley after volley, went on for 50 minutes today, Monday. Since Syrian and Russian defenses reportedly downed 29 Israeli missiles. So you're talking, Stuart, I don't even know how many Israeli missiles went into Syria, but this was a massive attack.
Well, here's another one that kind of indicates maybe they are Russia and Syria, and of course Iran. Russia and Syria joined forces to repel Israeli airstrikes. Iron Dome downed Syrian missiles over the Golan. Israel, Syria, and Russia scaled up their contest over Syria. On Sunday, January 20th, Israel made a point of striking Damascus Airport in the face of a Russian warning, while Syria launched a missile against Israeli Golan and Moscow issued bulletins on the state of play. This was Israel's first airstrike against a Syrian target since Lieutenant General Aviv something took charge of the ADF last week as new chief of staff. It was also rare in that Israeli warplanes operated in daylight, which is what you just mentioned. According to the Russian Defense Ministry, four Israeli Air Force F-16 fighters flew in from Mediterranean to attack Damascus International Airport, Syrian air defense weapons, with which the Russian DOD confirmed this time, were Panzers and Buks, which launched against the Israeli jets and the missiles they dropped, claiming to have intercepted seven missiles. These bulletins flowed throughout the incident from Russian spokesmen to all local correspondents. So are we watching the formation now of World War III?
Well, it's... You know, I saw you posted that on your intro today in the, you know, the Lightgate blogger report talking about the radio show. And it could very likely begin because of the fact, Stuart, that this attack that, you know, I just read off a minute ago actually was a sequel to the one that you read that happened Sunday, because this one that I read happened Monday, and it's much more a massive attack. And reports from insiders and I can't bet this, but it reports from insiders say that that one missile was fired. The Iranians fired a see if I can find it here in my notes. I got about 10,000 notes. Yeah, here it is. Iranian forces fired a Fatah 110 missile at Israel and from inside Syria, intercepted by Israel's Iron Dome over the Golan. And then, according to intel, and this is from intel only, can't vet it, but reports are that General Qasem Soleimani, the Iranian general, called for a stand down of all Iranian missile fire at Israel and to hold for further notice. Now, you know, the general, Soleimani, we've talked about him before. Stan Deo's talked about him. He's in charge of a lot of artillery over there. And the only reason that he would stop a attack that Russia said was viable, you know, and Russia had warned that Syria and the Iranians were going to fire on Israel itself. The only reason, Stuart, I'd like your opinion here, because we're in kind of a stand-down at the moment, Soleimani gave the Iranian forces a stand-down order after that one missile was fired and downed over the Golan at Israel, that no more be fired until he got back with them. Now, the only thing that I can think of is he has, before they attack, a massive attack on Israel, Soleimani has to get a go-to-war order from the Khomeini in Tehran, and that may be what we're waiting on there. So this, maybe it's quiet at the moment, but it may not stay that way. But this is the first time. Is the first time that they actually have hit in Damascus.
Yeah. The only problem that I see is they need their war for the 12th Imam to come up out of the pit. And, of course, many rabbis said that that one, they don't call them rabbis over there. I don't know what they call them. But anyway, they were looking, some of them were looking at Obama. No, it's very, very interesting when we got into those Bible codes about the blood red moon, Obama's name shows up. Why would Obama be there along with Cyrus, King of America, which is obviously Donald Trump?
Well, they, when you look at Barry Ropin's Torah codes, he also links Barack Hussein Obama and Cyrus or Trump in our time frame all together.
Yeah, which means that I think now there was a coup attempt, was there not? Again, I was reading an article where they tried to link Soros and Pelosi in with an attempted attack on Trump. Now you can't vet any of this stuff. It's like QAnon. It's all psyops operation. Most of it you can't believe at all. They're just playing the American people like idiots. And so you, in some ways you can't figure it out. However, the Bible codes here and what has been dug up by Barry and what others we have seen, they all seem to focus on Obama coming back into power by some means or another. And this is kind of interesting because if Iran were to do their Daniel 8 dance, they need their 12th Imam, they need their war. The Illuminati need their World War III, or they can't bring in their New World Order. So I don't know, I was, go ahead.
I was just going to insert here real quick some intelligence that I had heard, and it started with Hal Turner, and then a couple other chimed in, but I can't vet it at all, not able to, but I'd like your opinion on it because it fits where you're talking right now. There is a report, and cannot be vetted, that Iran has a plan, and I wondered even if it was Daniel 8, because they indicate early February that Iran is ready to actually shut down the Strait of Hormuz and all oil shipments from around the world. They're going to close the strait. They're going to use carrier sinking missiles, you know, the big missiles that they've got.
Yep.
And, you know, this is planned, and it's odd. And now, I can't say it's true, but supposedly the plan was to begin February the 11th, 2-1-1. Isn't that odd?
Yeah, those numbers keep showing up over and over and over again. I mean, it's like this bad moon thing and the number 70 and 11-11s and all of that, which somebody sent me. I knew the song. I'd heard the song millions of times, actually. I really liked the song. It's from Creedence Clearwater Revival, and it's called Bad Moon Rising. I want to read these lyrics and keep in mind the blood moon that we just saw last night and what the wars that are going on right now and the rumors of wars and some of the stuff we really can't release yet. But let's put it this way. There is trouble in a number of areas. Anyway, here's the lyrics. And listen carefully, because this was written years and years ago. I see the bad moon rising. I see trouble on the way. I see earthquakes and lightning. I see bad times today. And then the chorus, don't go around tonight. Well, it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise. I hear hurricanes a-blowing. I know the end is coming soon. I fear rivers overflowing. I hear the voice of rage and ruin. All right. Hope you got your things together. Hope you are quite prepared to die. Looks like we're in for nasty weather. One eye is taken for an eye. Now, folks, this was written years ago. What did they know, and what do they know, that the apostate, comatose Christians can't figure out? What do you think, Larry, when you hear those? Have we not heard about earthquakes coming? Have we not seen hurricanes devastating parts of the United States? Have we not seen all the flooding? I mean, what do you think of that? And it's all connected to a bad moon rising, a blood moon rising.
Yeah, it's absolutely shocking. And what's the timing, you know, on this incident in the Sea of Japan, if true? What do you think?
Well, I don't know how far we can get into that, but if that's true, we're going to be at war. And there's absolutely no question that the Chinese and North Korea both have been very belligerent. Both have given warning after warning, and we poo-poo those warnings. And at the same time, you know, when Khomeini and all those people, you know, make their belligerent threats, the United States kind of mocks them, which is a fulfillment of biblical prophecy where it says we mock princes and kings, and we don't pay any attention to them. We consider that part of the world over there in the Middle East is kind of backwards, and they aren't very smart, and they couldn't hurt us. I wouldn't be so sure, because that bad blood moon that we saw overhead last night over Washington. Now, remember, a year ago, it was not over Washington. It was over Jerusalem. And that was a warning to the House of Israel, which includes basically the Western powers. I guess there's some argument over who is who, but if you go back into the ancient prophecies of Joseph and Jacob and the two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, and you really dig into what the prophecies were concerning them, it seems to me it concerns the House of Israel and the Western powers, and that those Western powers are very, very deadly powers, but they are brought down at the end because of apostasy, because they have mocked the God of Israel. And the United States definitely is mocking the God of Israel. I haven't seen, for example, Donald Trump, do anything about abortions. We're going to pay for that. Doesn't matter what you think about abortions. It's shedding innocent blood. They certainly are not guilty of anything. They're still in the womb. And we're shedding that blood. God has always taken a great offense to the shedding of innocent blood, and we're going to pay for it. And I cannot imagine when you go into some of the prophecies against Judah and the house of Israel, and what happens to Babylon the Great. Boy, we have no clue as to what is coming. And I remember the bots, Larry, remember the bots and the Israeli mistake. And we often have wondered, what in the world is it that causes a great mistake, a misjudgment on the part of Israel that literally plunges the world into world war? Maybe we're looking at that right now. They seem very, very prideful. Well, you bother us, we'll just take Iran off the face of the map. That's basically what Netanyahu has said. Well, maybe. But maybe they'll pay an awful price. If you go into Isaiah chapter 17, it says Jacob's flesh waxes very, very lean. If we're part of Jacob's flesh, we're going to be in a lot of trouble, and so is in Israel. It almost seems like Israel and the United States, you know, little Satan, big Satan, as Netanyahu often says, that the Arab world views us as little Satan and big Satan. We take some very serious hits in this upcoming war. And if we get belligerent against China, North Korea, and I think it was not very long ago, did we not say that we would defend Taiwan? And China just recently said, Taiwan belongs to us, and we are going to take it. And I think that was Xi who said that. What do you think? I think they mean it.
Yeah, that was Xi who said that. And actually, at the same time they said that, they are moving military assets to threaten Taiwan, and also ordered the U.S. not to interfere. And there is some scuttlebutt, if you will, that we're planning on sending a carrier group over there, but of course they're not there, so who knows. I'm trying to think how to say this. There's two other things happening too, and I know we're running out of time shortly. I'm trying to think how to say this. Because I want to say this, one thing is there is intelligence that is reported to a couple of secretive news agencies that Putin has already moved nuclear missiles to the border of Ukraine. So this thing in the Ukraine that we just see a flash here and a flash there, but we don't know what's really going on. There's more going on than people think. And at the same time, there are reports that Putin might take on NATO at any time. Now, this other situation, here's how I describe it, okay? And people can believe what they want to. I don't know if you'll see it in the news. A lot of times you don't see anything in the news. Sometimes there's false flags. But let me say this. If you go to Hal Turner's World News, there's a alert came out late this evening, and it says there's been an incident, covert intelligence only, subscribers only. So it's very guarded about this information. And let me see how I'm going to say this. I'm just going to say that a report of an incident in the Sea of Japan, confrontation between a U.S. destroyer, Chinese Navy frigate, several large Chinese fishing boats, and two Chinese submarines. And this, of course, is intelligence, and it's unconfirmed. I have no way to vet it. I have no way to confirm it. I just have to believe what I read with my own eyes. Apparently, a Chinese frigate tried to ram a U.S. destroyer, and we know that there's been a lot of controversy between the Chinese and U.S. navies. And
yes.
Apparently, and I'm not going to go into the details, but I'll just say that apparently, if the report is true, that the U.S. destroyer may have sunk a Chinese submarine. Reports that China is furious, and many threats are being issued. Stuart, this is a very serious time frame, and it happened on January the 21st.
Yeah, yeah. Folks, this blood moon, I don't even have time. It would take 3 or 4 hours. It would take two-hour shows to give you all the numbers that relate to this blood moon and the finality of it. This is the seventh. We just went through the seventh and final blood moon for all of 2019, 2020, and the next one is about mid-2021. There's a reason for this finality. There's a reason for it being the number seven. There's a reason for it being the end of the 70th year of Israel. But the vast majority of prophets about Israel conclude at 70 years. Well, here we are on May 14th. We conclude the 70th year. I don't know how many signs people need. I understand how people have been really skeptic. And, well, you said this before, nothing ever happened. I'm not talking about the rapture of the church or the taking of the bride. I am talking about Daniel's 70th week beginning and the 7 years. It may be that we entered 7 good years in 2012, and we are now about to enter 7 bad years. If so, then you have to look out. You know, I just hope everybody's prepared. Like Larry and I have been telling people now for years, be prepared for even an EMP event. Remember what it says about Babylon. Get thee into darkness. Get thee into silence. Communications all goes down. We've warned about that before. If your communications goes down, look out, because that's what's happening over in, where is it, Zambia? Where all the communications is gone? Larry? I can't remember where it is.
Zimbabwe, I believe.
Zimbabwe, yes, yes. And no communications. They're going around rounding up people and killing them. So there's a tremendous amount going on. And remember the saying by one of the Illuminati, when everything the American people believe is a lie, we have done our job. When everything the American people believe to be true and it's a lie, we have done our job. That's exactly what the Lord Jesus Christ said. Satan is a murderer and a liar from the beginning. So that ought to tell you who runs Washington, who's running the major media, and why you really can't believe anything you read. You've got the Bible. That's your playbook. That's the only book you've got that's telling you the real truth. And it's going to be incredible. And if any more happens and we get more news, we'll certainly do another show on this. But this blood moon, I think it is. I think it's finality. Not necessarily the rapture of the church, but definitely trouble for the United States. And I believe we're going to see some major earthquakes and a lot of volcanic activity. Anyway, Larry, any final word?
Yeah, you mentioned earthquakes, and for the last 3 days I've been unable to raise the European Mediterranean Seismic Center. It looks like a lot of the worldwide earthquake reports are being blocked.
Uh-oh. Well, we're in that time zone, and if we have a mag pole shift, according to the ancients, the world begins to tremble and shake, folks, so don't be surprised if you get shaken out of bed one day. Anyway, good night. Thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And don't forget to visit our website, lightgateblogger.com, and Night Shadows Radio and Larry's, LarryWTaylor.org. Anyway, thanks a lot, everyone, and we'll see you as soon as we get some more news. Thank you. Night.